The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour of the program. And I have a hard time even finding words to describe my privilege and honor to be your host today. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 877-262-5483. They are certainly trying. Who are they? Well, the far liberal left. But it is getting much, much more difficult to be pro-abortion. It really is. It is becoming more and more difficult. In order to be pro-abortion, you have to reject more and more science, common sense, and human compassion. You have to reject those things in order to be pro-abortion. Now, the liberal left is doing that, and they're doing it radically. Now, why do I bring that up today? Listen to this. Here's the story. Doctors at the Cleveland Clinic performed the hospital's first in utero fetal surgery to repair a spina bifida birth defect in a nearly 23-week-old fetus. Now, this surgery has been done other places around the United States and around the world, but this is the very first time at the Cleveland Clinic. The first surgery of its kind in Northern Ohio was performed in February. Now, why are we just now hearing about it? Well, they wanted to keep it quiet. They wanted to reserve the privacy of the parents, the family members. And I suppose they just wanted to know how it went. Well, it went very well. The first surgery of its kind in Northern Ohio was performed in February, and the baby girl was delivered by cesarean section on June 3rd. The Cleveland Clinic says the mother and daughter are doing well. Now, why is this so important? Well, obviously, there are many spina bifida babies born, and it's a very severe deformity, very severe handicap, very difficult. And because of that, in many cases, if spina bifida is detected in the unborn infant, the doctor says, yeah, you better abort that baby. You better kill the baby. It's not going to have a good quality of life. It's going to be hard for you the rest of the child's life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But now they can perform surgery before birth and repair most. Now, I want to make it clear, most of the spina bifida defect. Here's a quote from Daryl Cass, director of fetal surgery in Cleveland Clinic's Fetal Center. By successfully repairing the defect before birth, we're allowing this child to have the best possible outcome and significantly improve her quality of life. There are different measures of quality in determining success for fetal repairs, and in this particular case, all metrics for maximum quality were achieved. Now, does that mean that this baby will not be born with any spina bifida defects? No, it doesn't mean that at all. But it means that this is a huge leap forward in dealing with this devastating birth defect. And this child, from what I can gather, will basically lead, for the most part, a normal life. There will be some limitations. Yes, How much? They don't know yet. But they believe this child will live basically a normal life. And that's why I say it is becoming more and more and more difficult to become pro-abortion. I mean, just not long ago, if it was determined that a baby in the womb had spina bifida, just abort it. No quality of life, difficult for the parents, just abort it. Well, that's not quite as easy to say any longer because of this in utero fetal surgery to repair spina bifida. Now, again, this surgery has been performed at other hospitals around the country and around the world, but this is the first time at the Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Cass said, I'm honored to work with this amazing team of clinicians and see our efforts come to fruition after preparing for so long. Families in this region, now listen to this, families in this region now have more options when it comes to making these type of decisions. Now, what's he talking about? Whether to abort the baby or not. Families in this region now have more options. Can I kind of interpret that for you? And I'm not trying to put words in this doctor's mouth, but I think what he is saying is it's going to be much, 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 much more difficult to kill these babies now that we know we can fix them. Families in this region now have more options when it comes to making these types of decisions, and we are thrilled to be able to provide the care needed for these complex cases. As science develops, it's going to become more and more difficult to be pro-abortion. The more we know, the more we learn. And I have said this consistently. Truth is always on our side. Not only is truth always on our side, real science is always on our side. Who do I mean by our side? People who believe the Bible. Real science is always on our side. Cannot tell you how many times in the last, 40 years, science finally got up with the Bible, caught up with the Bible. 40 years ago, they were, saying, well, this couldn't happen and that couldn't happen and that couldn't be true. And then science, archaeology, finally catch up with the Bible. So, I continually tell you, don't be ashamed, don't be embarrassed that you believe the Bible. And don't ever be ashamed or embarrassed that you believe the Bible. Science, archaeology, truth is on your side. But on the life issue, science, technology is on our side. It hasn't been that long ago that we were told, just a blob of tissue, just a blob of tissue, just a blob of tissue. That was before we had ultrasound. And we could see that was not a blob of tissue. It was an actual baby with fingers and fingernails and toes and toenails and facial expressions and sucking on a thumb and smiling and frowning. Yeah, nobody in their right mind now would say, it's just a clump of cells. We know better. We know better. Good for the folks at the Cleveland Clinic. That's exciting that it happened right here in Ohio. All right, quick break. And I'll be back. I will. I'll be back.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, you knew this would have to happen. I'm just shocked that it's taken this long Except that this goes against political correctness in today in America. If you oppose political correctness, you're going to pay a price. What am I talking about? These transgender athletes competing in schools, even in state championships. Now, listen to me carefully. Almost all of these are boys pretending to be girls. It is very, very, very rare that you have a girl who's pretending to be a boy wanting to compete in athletics. Very unusual. I suppose it happens, but I personally don't remember reading any of the stories. They're all boys who decided that they feel pretty and they want to be a girl, and so they want to compete against the other girls in athletic events, track and field, soccer, basketball, you name it. Now, common sense would tell you, even with hormone suppression and all of that, a boy is physiologically superior to a girl. Now, even saying that is politically incorrect, but it's true. And by superior, I mean stronger. I don't mean better, but I mean stronger. Boys are naturally, by nature, physiologically, anatomically, stronger than girls. And that's why we have girls' sports. We have boys' sports. That's why we split them up in the Olympics. That's why we split them up in junior high, high school, college, intercollegiate sports. They're not co-ed for the most part. There are a few sports where you have co-ed. But swimming, you have boys and girls. Basketball, you have boys and girls. Soccer, you have boys and girls. Basketball, you have boys and girls. Track and field, you have boys and girls. Because they're not equal. It's unfair. It is absolutely unfair for boys to compete against girls. Unless the girl is a freak of nature, and I mean that in a kind way, just an unusual, incredibly unusual athlete who has extraordinary abilities as a girl, okay, then can do the same thing as a boy. But anyway, here's my point. Several times in the last 2 years, particularly this year, we have seen girls knocked out of state competition by boys who think they are girls, transitioning, transgender, or whatever. And it's been amazing. I've wondered, where are the feminists? Where are the Me Too people? Where are the people who care for girls, who love girls, stand up for women, stand up for feminine rights? Where are the feminists? This is an unfair advantage. The girls who work so hard are at an unfair disadvantage against these transgender athletes. And we're seeing it. I don't remember what state it was, but this one guy, last year competing as a male, came in ninth place in the state championship. I don't remember what event it was in track and field. This year, state champion. Last year, ninth as a boy. Transitions to a girl, champion. Really? In 1 year, going from ninth to first place in the entire state? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so we knew it was going to happen, and it has begun, but not because of the feminists, not because of the people who say, we care about women. We care about women's rights. We want to protect women. No, 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 no. Not anybody from the liberal left that's always talking about how much they love women, and we want to protect women's rights. No, it's the ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom, are representing three female high school track and field athletes in Connecticut. They have filed a lawsuit challenging the state's policy on allowing biological males to compete on women's sports teams under the guise of being transgender, saying the policy, quote, has cost them scholarships and championships by forcing them to unfairly compete against boys with an unfair biological advantage. Yes! Good for you, number one, to the three girls who are standing up and saying, wait a minute. This is not fair to us. This whole transgender thing is unfair. So good for them, number one. Number two, good for their parents who are supporting them. Good for them. And number three, good for the Alliance Defending Freedom. This is the same law firm that has been representing the Colorado baker, Jack Phillips, and Baronelle Stutzman out in, that's Washington State, I believe. So good for them. They filed a complaint with the U.S. Education Department's Office for Civil Rights against the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference, and good for them. Good for them. Right now, 17 states allow boys to compete against girls as long as they say they are trans. Yeah, that's all. They just have to say that they're trans. So here's a guy. He can't really compete against the guys. He's not doing very well. And so he says, I think I'm pretty. I'm going to start competing against the girls. And all of a sudden starts winning track meets. Yeah. So this is going to be a precedent-setting case because it is not just with a local court. They have filed the lawsuit with the U.S. Education Department's Office of Civil Rights. Now, I'm not an expert. I'm not a lawyer. Don't pretend to be one. But I would assume that if these three girls prevail in their lawsuit with the U.S. Education Department's Office of Civil Rights, this will immediately impact all of the schools in America, because this then would become a federal policy. We can only hope. So we'll keep an eye on that case. Very important. I'm surprised it's taken that long. It is not surprising whatsoever that it was not the liberal left who talked constantly about how they care about women, they care about girls, they protect girls, protect women, stand up for women's rights. No. It's a conservative Christian civil liberty organization, the Alliance Defending Freedom. I have no idea the political or spiritual background of these three high school track stars. I have no idea and don't care, and it doesn't matter. This is just an issue of fairness. And girls being required to compete against boys, even if they are on hormone suppression, that does not take away the unfair physical advantage. So we'll keep an eye on that. I hope they win. I hope they win big. Hey, just a quick note before we go into the break. Joy and I will be at Walnut Creek Baptist Church in Baltimore, Ohio, this coming Sunday. We'll be there Sunday morning, Walnut Creek Baptist Church in Baltimore, Ohio. This will be our second time there, and we can't wait to get back. We will be there Sunday morning. If you live anywhere in the Baltimore area and do not have a good Bible-believing church, come on out. We would love to meet you, love to see you. And if you come, please make sure Joy and I both have the opportunity of meeting you. Walnut Creek Baptist, Baltimore, Ohio, this coming Sunday morning. All right. Quick break. We will return.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn.
deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.